Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, I'll wait, therealside.com, you can watch live there, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved, you can read the story. There's a lot happening here, a lot you can get involved with. All right. I need to get to it because I've got a lot I want to try to cover in this hour. And we're talking about the impeachment process, the Dem double standard, which is, you know, it's almost gotten to the point in watching as much as I could. I have to fall on the sword. I can only take about 2.5 minutes of Schumer and even less of Shifty Schiff because they were just making me crazy. With the amount of lies and the hypocrisy and the double standards, they proved we could string this stuff together. If I had the team, I could do it. But if we could string this stuff together and show you how they have a holier-than-thou attitude, that they are the smartest thing, I don't know, since Socrates. Right? I mean, seriously, these guys know more about more than any large group of Republicans could know. And even their own party, they're smarter than they. You know, I'm just amazed. And yet, when you show them point blank that it's the same thing that they fought against back in 98... They deny it. As a matter of fact, they don't even deny it. Schumer's great at this. Schumer pauses his brain as you're showing him what the truth is. And when you're done, no matter what you say, if you've got a video of him doing it, he starts right where he left off, totally ignores what you said, totally ignores the truth. He just doesn't care. They believe that what they believe is 100% truth. End of discussion. I believe that they're gloating over the fact that even if they lose this impeachment process, they're gloating over the fact that history will show that, you know, the president was impeached, which is exactly what they were looking for. And they won't stop. You mark my words. They're going to come after him again. And again. And again. This will be, and I'd wear it as a badge if I was him, frankly, this will be the most impeached president in the history of this country. Guaranteed money. You can take that to Jimmy the Greek. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And what do you have to say about the process?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about it because in the instructions here on both sides, they each solely have their authority for their own rules in each house. And
right.
Yet it seems like it. Nowhere does it say on the Senate side that they are to encourage and participate with the House to change their rules to include what they want in their oversight of this proceedings.
Yep. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, the other thing I'm worried about is the fact that when everything is said and done, this is put, I know it's not a trial, okay, I know it's not, but when you have the authority to make up false warrants, to perjure yourself and bring in people that are induced to commit perjury, to your case and you introduce evidence,
right,
that why aren't they being charged with, why aren't they, all these people that are involved that have produced the Steele dossier, and all these items, why are they not facing charges to be removed, and why aren't they sanctioned for their behavior?
You're 100% right on. You got me confused as well. I've been told that Barr is waiting for some of these proceedings to finish, so it doesn't look like he's trying to influence these proceedings, right? But the bottom line with it is, Shifty Schiff should be the first one brought up on treason charges. He's the first guy to say that he put his eyes on, he physically laid his eyes on, and he saw information that directly tied the president to the Russians and their hacking of the election. This is, if he doesn't bring this forward, then he's guilty of treason and aiding and abetting the enemy, is he not?
Well, yeah, but essentially, just from you and I, if this isn't even a trust, more like the Ku Klux Klan, but they could be charged with obstruction of justice, malfeasance, sanctions, perjury, witness tampering. And all of these, I don't give a damn about how they should be able to participate in this process. When someone breaks the law, they don't allow us, you and I, to go unfeathered about being charged. If we commit a crime, they should be removed right now, regardless of how many it takes out of their ranks. I could care less. The American people deserve justice for us. Not our government, but for us, because we are the government.
Thank God that you're listening. Thank God you're paying attention. You keep getting that message out to other people. I appreciate the call.
You take care. Thank you.
All right. We do deserve justice. Real justice. You know, one of my pet peeves over the years has always been, why do you have to win by cheating? You know, some of you haven't picked up my book yet, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels the left gave us. And I've got a chapter in there. Why do they have to win by cheating? Or why do they have to cheat to win? You think about it. Why is it that whatever they say is gospel truth and whatever we say is a gospel lie? And why is it that they have to twist and turn things? When Chuck Schumer comes out and says, the American people deserve a thorough trial, and we need to take the time, and we need to bring the people. But where was that on the other side of the house? Where was your little honey Pelosi? Apparently, you're at odds with her. We're going to hear what the press had to say about all this when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And again, please, I mean this sincerely, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Do not, please, don't be part of the problem. For me, it's that simple. All right? So I'm going to play some clips. We're going to talk about the... How the Democrats, I don't get this. I have friends that are Democrats, they don't agree with this either. And I want to say, what are you doing there? Why are you part of that party? Either that or get more involved and change it. But a lot of them feel like Republicans do. They feel like they can't make a change. You know, Adam Schiff, I got to tell you, he threw out a whole bunch of garbage today. And he, I'm sorry, but he is the epitome of evil. He puts it out there like it's first nature for him to lie, first nature for him to twist the truth. And Seculo called him out on it. And he was getting mad. You could see it in his face. I mean, this is radio, people, so I can't really show it to you. But you could see his face. You could see Adam Schiff looking like he was biting into an onion. Right? You know, President Trump was denied many rights during the trial. He couldn't face his accusers. His attorneys couldn't, put a rebuttal up. It's not a, it's just amazing to me, okay? He couldn't cross-examine witnesses. How does that work? Right? They couldn't access the evidence. They couldn't have counsel present at the hearings. They rushed this thing through because, you know, they couldn't afford to have him. He's such a present, clear and present danger to this country. He's such a danger to this country that, you know, the Europeans are coming over to our side. Okay, when it comes to Iran and other things going on in the Middle East. Right? We've got more people working than ever before in every group. Black, Hispanic, woman, teenagers, the whole nine yards. We've got an economy that's just barreling forward. So he has got to go because they told us it couldn't happen. Remember? Manufacturing is on the rise. President Oblamo, ex-President Oblamo, told us it couldn't happen. What magic wand does he have that he can wave? Well, apparently he didn't need a wand. You needed the wand. It didn't work for you. And then Schumer with the guts to say, we need to take our time and do this the right way and make sure we... What did he say, that they were doing it the wrong way? No, they rushed it. They had to rush it. They had to speed this thing along. They talk about transparency, yet every witness they had... Right, they interrogated the witness in a deep, dark room in the bowels of Congress so that we couldn't see it. And contrary to popular belief, the Republicans weren't allowed to ask questions or bring witnesses, A, unless they were on the committee, and everybody they asked, the committee turned down. Okay, Schiff would chime in, even though the witnesses had their own attorneys, Schiff would tell witnesses they couldn't answer the question or shouldn't answer the question. He doesn't have a right to do that. See, that's why I said to you, they don't have rules. They don't play by rules. They play what they believe to be right, and the rules do not apply to them. If the rules applied to those people, two-thirds of them would be in jail already. I agree with the caller, Ed. By now, I mean, Barr's smarter than I am. He's been at this longer. I get it. I'd have those guys up on so many indictments right now. He's got the proof. And then he comes up, the country's watching you. And he's talking to the Senate. You don't think they were watching you in the Congress? You don't think they could draw a stark... See, right now, the Republican Party, the GOP's running impeachment ads, showing how bad it is. They make it too hard for people to understand. Mine would be two columns. Right? Mine would be the House and the Senate. Transparency, no. Witnesses kept in the dark, kept in a deep dark room on the Senate side, out in the open. Right? Yeah, I would just go through the whole list of things that the Congress did. And I can't wait till Jordan and Gowdy and whoever, Trump's legal team, when they really start unloading on these guys. Congress should have had their hearings in open. If they really cared about having it in the open, they should have had their hearings in the open. So here's how the media treated President Trump and team, right, way back in the Clinton days. Now, if you take a listen, you would think this is only Fox News right now.
It's been, the whole issue has been a sham. It shouldn't have gotten this far. The House acted improperly in passing it on to the Senate.
Why is your party dragging this thing out?
Why is this happening?
Why go through all this this business about witnesses?
Do we really need more witnesses?
It's going to add months to this thing.
We should
stop this.
This bogus inflated case.
And get on with business or governance.
Will these people just get down to business and leave this impeachment thing alone?
It's going to be an enormous distraction to the White House and all kinds of issues that the Congress ought to be considering.
There's a long line of the people's business that seems to have been put aside and apparently is going to be put aside for weeks, if not months now.
We begin tonight with the voice of the people.
The visitor who got up and shouted, God Almighty, take the vote and get it over with.
God Almighty, the man said, take the vote and get it over with.
You know who the hero of this whole thing is? It's the guy who stood up in the Senate gallery last week and said, good God, vote and get over with this, will you?
This process is Stalinist.
His actions certainly do not warrant impeachment.
Is there not some concern of the public perception in some quarters, not all of them Democratic, that this is in fact a kind of effort at a quote coup?
That herd of managers from the House. I mean, frankly, all they were missing was white sheep. They were like night riders.
One White House official told me today, in 20 years, he said, people will remember three things about this: that the president was impeached in the House, that he was acquitted in the Senate, and that the whole thing was a partisan hit job.
So true. I agree with him totally. It was a partisan hit job. It is a partisan hit job. They don't have an eighth of the information, of the witnesses, of the data that they had when they impeached President Clinton. Okay? And remember that he wasn't impeached for having sex with Monica. Nobody cared about that. I mean, we should, but nobody did. No. He was impeached for perjury. For lying to Congress. That, remember that line? I had not had sexual relations with that woman. Remember that one? So for you to try to line the two up, it's just amazing. And the other funny thing about this whole thing is they're talking about how President Trump... we'll do this on the other side of the break. Come with your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House managers continue to push for subpoenas as they argue for the Senate to add witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has seen three such proposals shot down. Now they're debating a fourth, which is a subpoena of acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Hakeem Jeffries is one of the House prosecutors.
Based on the extensive evidence the House did obtain, it is clear that Mulvaney was crucial in planning the scheme.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
We're in the middle of day one of the impeachment trial, and I don't think it has been a good day for the House managers. We've seen the House managers and Senate Democrats making redundant motions over and over and over again, the same motions, motions that are being rejected.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, look, let me get back to it, because I'm just having too much fun with this. Because, the hypocrisy of the double standards set by the Democrats. And this is why I've joked about this for years. They want total control of the interweb for a reason. Because you wouldn't be able to find all this stuff. You know, stances they've taken in the past, throwing it right up in their faces that they truly have two sets of standards, and sometimes three. I mean, think about it. So they have a set of standards for Republicans and Democrats, and then when you get up the ladder, they'll have a different set of standards for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. I guess it matters to how many people you can have killed or something. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. So anyway. But I look at this stuff, and I get the biggest kick out of it, because seriously, sincerely and seriously, they have a whole different set of rules for us than they do for themselves. Now look, if you believe that assault on someone is bad, that hitting somebody for calling you a name is bad, then it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat doing it. It's bad, right? Not how they feel. Not how they think. Not how they feel. So let's take a listen to Chuck Schumer. Back in 99. And his impeachment demands that should come back. See, what the Republicans should be doing is playing their words up overhead on the overhead screens. That's what I would be doing. Interesting, Mr. Schumer. You said this back in 99. Let me play that for you so I just don't get it wrong. Put their pictures up there. The attorneys, the White House attorneys, got under Adam Schiff's skin today. You could see it. You could see it on his face. I can't wait till he pops and tries to come over the table at one of those attorneys.
It seems to me that no good case has been made for witnesses.
Now, In 99, Schumer, he voted against a resolution allowing witnesses to be subpoenaed during Bill Clinton's impeachment. He voted against. Didn't need any more witnesses. You just heard that from the mainstream media in the last segment. They couldn't understand. You don't need more witnesses. You don't need, let's just move on, get on with it, get it over with. So when it came to Bill Clinton's impeachment, where he openly lied under oath to the Congress, they didn't want any part of that. They didn't want anybody to know about it. They didn't want any attention brought to it.
The idea that they didn't have to call witnesses in the House and they should call them in the Senate doesn't make sense. You call witnesses before a grand jury and you call witnesses before a trial. We join the American people in wanting the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to come out of the trial.
Now, think about this. Think about now. He's singing a whole different tune. He went in. I shouldn't say that. He's singing the same tune. He just changed the words.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents. Who has ever heard of a trial without witnesses and documents?
Right? And in 1999, an independent counsel took testimony from all relevant witnesses, including President Clinton. Right? And he couldn't find the truth with both hands. Now, Trump's impeachment, right, there was no independent counsel. The administration won't turn over certain documents. It gets worse. But the Democrats should keep in mind, if they call former National Security Advisor Bolton to testify, Republicans call Sloan, witnesses.
I'd like to hear Shifty Schiff. I'd like to hear Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. You know, how does Hunter Biden with no experience whatsoever? Would
anybody? You know, seriously, if Trump is accused of pressuring Ukraine to investigate, you know, Hunter Biden's role. It didn't happen. I mean, Biden, the man had, well, okay, we already know this. Well, I don't have to keep doing this, right? And President Trump is accused of pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate this, investigate all of this. And apparently the left thinks that the Ukrainian president is a liar. They must, because the Ukrainian president said he didn't feel the pressure. He didn't think there was any pressure. Matter of fact, he's sure there wasn't any pressure. So they either think he's a liar or an idiot, in which case, not too cool, is it? And when it comes to what's the guy I love to hate? You know, when you're talking about Schiff, Shifty Schiff, whatever. I mean, they really should get him in there to testify, don't you think? Would that be great? Even Hunter Biden himself admitted and said that his last name probably did help him. And again, look at it was there wouldn't be such an argument if you would. If Biden had, you know, Hunter had 15, 20 years of experience in that world, right? In that industry, and he was well known or somewhat known, and he got a leg up because he was a Biden. I'm not saying it makes it right. It's a harder argument to make. But he had none. Right? None. Absolutely none. How do you get a job doing that? Can I get a job as a hospital administrator? Maybe as a head of surgery? I have no experience. Pays well, though. So, you know, when they talk about quid pro quo, and when, you know, they're talking about a president of another country, again, that's being accused of being a liar, wanting to clean up the corruption. See, I would call Joe Biden and his son to find out what they had to do in the influencing of the election. That's how I feel about it. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, another peach in the group. You know, as far as she's concerned, she was fighting against this too. Take a listen to what she had to say. And you got to love her. Come on.
Why would you not afford the President of the United States the same opportunity to review the charges against you, and so that you could have your response be part of the report?
Now, see, that's cool, too. Because here she here she is in 1999, and even then she was stuttering. She couldn't get it all together. And Maxine Waters, another one of our upstanding peaches.
The President of the United States of America deserves the right to review, prior to its release, a copy of the report written by the independent counsel,
his lawyers and his aides, etc., talking with the White House about what's in the report already.
You see how confused these people are? Democrat double standards. No way around it. Here she is in one breath, talking about the president having a right to review and work with. Another breath, because it's Trump, he has no right. And she's got more, she came out to the day and she has even more information. They can impeach him again. This is what they've been, these people, in their mind, they have been elected to do one thing and only one thing, and that's impeach President Trump. You know, President Trump, if you're listening, take it all. You know why? Because you'll go down in history as the most impeached president ever, who did absolutely nothing wrong. It's great. It's wonderful.
They have advanced information that the members of Congress don't even have.
Information we get from an independent counsel report will be an investigative report that hasn't stood the scrutiny that I think all of us eventually want. You're going to have a chance to evaluate the evidence and make some of your own opinions, and whether the evidence is deserving to be believed or not hasn't occurred.
You are satisfied with the Attorney General's review of the evidence. You don't think your committee should look at that?
We're not prosecutors. There's a good reason you wouldn't want a bunch of politicians prosecuting other politicians.
It's great. You know, I agree with them. This has gotten way out of hand over the years. Okay, these guys are there to legislate, and they think they're there to take the other side down. They're always going after the other president. They're always going after the other legislators. Shut up and do the job that you were brought in to do. Legislate. Make laws. You're having little boy matches over who arguments over who threw the frisbee furthest. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Jerry Nadler. We'll take a look at what he had to say about the impeachment after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo, mambo.
We are back. Listen to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We'll go through some of the highlights of the 1999, you know, President Clinton's impeachment. And it's really interesting how the Democrats have totally forgotten what went down back then. There was evidence, and plenty of it, that the president lied to Congress, period. You know, this obstruction of Congress and some of the things that they're accusing President Trump of doing is really funny, because Clinton did them, Obama did them, Bush did them, right? And they hate Trump so much. This is, people, this is nothing but hate-driven evil. That's all this is. Coming after this president for the things that... They started off with Russia. Think about it. They started off with Russia. If they had gone down the road of using the dossier as a way to nail the president, I would have loved that. Because in the impeachment, they would have been able to call Comey. They would have been able to call all that were involved. Strzok, It would have been a great show. I would have gone, go for it. More witnesses, the better. Let's drag this puppy out. Let's show how dishonest they actually were. And not just were, but are. And I think it's wonderful. Let's be, like I said, let's stay on this. So Graham and the rest of these boys, from 90, you know, they, again, let's hear what they had to say. Let's get it from their mouth. I don't want to repeat it. I don't want to screw it up. You shouldn't allow anybody else to repeat it and screw it up. Ask them where it is. Where's the information? For me, it's that simple.
Politicians.
It's grand jury material. It represents statements which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
And that poor guy, and I can say because I have a neck like his back then in 99, I thought that button was going to come flying off his shirt. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, seriously, when you, again, they did everything they could to cover for the president in 99. The same exact principles, some of the same exact issues that are going on now, and they're fine with it. And here's Nadler now.
The department to take the position that we're not going to give information because he's not indicted, like a normal person who's not indicted because of lack of evidence, is equivalent to a cover-up and subverts the only ability to hold the president accountable. In 1998, the Judiciary Committee was given all the information that we're seeking now. It was given all the information and all the underlying evidence. And the question was, should all that information be released to the public? And I said then that no, some of that grand jury information should not be released to the public. Now, we are advocating that all of that information should be given to the committee.
Only when we get the complete investigation out, including that 3.5-hour interview with the FBI, will the American people have the information they need in order to make a final judgment.
Again, this goes back to, this is Senator John Cornyn from Texas, and he's talking about the investigation on Hillary Clinton, a 3-hour FBI investigation. We can't get the paperwork. Can't get it. Why not? Why can't, if it's so important that we be transparent and the people of this great country have the information they need to make up their own mind, why can't they get it?
Partisans who will never be satisfied with any results of an investigation. I hope that our colleagues will trust the dedicated team of public servants who investigated this matter for the special counsel.
Release investigative files and witness interviews and other documents. That seems to me unjustified and unwise.
Now, here's Adam Schiff, again, with the Clinton email investigation, saying we shouldn't release all of this information. It's just amazing. And today, if you saw what Schumer asked for on the floor as part of his amendment, pretty much every word, every conversation, every text message, every email that this president has been mentioned in, involved in, or anything like that needs to be released because it might have something to do with this quid pro quo situation that just came up. For 3 years, they've been going down the road of Russia collusion. And this just came up, and they're hanging everything on this. And Nadler, or not Nadler, I'm sorry, in this case, Schiff is talking about not allowing the information from the interrogation of Hillary Clinton. Again, double and triple standards. And they go higher than that depending on who you are.
And I think it's a decision and a precedent the Justice Department will rue that it has set. This report is going to have to be made public, and of equal importance, the underlying evidence is going to have to be shared with Congress.
Whenever you have... Now he's talking about the Mueller investigation. All that needs to be made public. All of it. Well, except for Clinton stuff.
Have a party in the majority in Congress now, and someone from the other party under investigation, that investigation is ultimately declined. They're going to demand the same kind of access.
You know, and again, here he goes again. We have to be transparent. As long as it doesn't hurt our people, we need to be transparent. The guy's a real, real piece of work. And this is exactly what I've been talking about, this Democrat double standard behind what's allowed and what's not allowed. It's constantly amazing to me. They don't care. This isn't... People, you already know this. Most of you, if you're listening to the show, you already know this. This is absolutely nothing to do with getting the information. This has everything to do with impeaching President Trump. It's really that simple. You don't need a college degree for this. You don't need to overthink it. That's all this is about, is impeaching, again, simply impeaching President Trump. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't have time to pull this off. Yeah, I guess I do. You know, Chucky Schumer, in 1999, he wrote a letter about the impeachment. I hope somebody reads it from the floor. I really do. Now, I might not be able to get through the whole thing, but you got to hear this, because this is great. He read this because he wanted it. He wanted it on the record. He goes on to say, Mr. President, this is a day of solemnity and awe. He said, I rise humbled that we are participating in a process that was mapped out over 200 years ago by our founding fathers, and that the words we say today will be looked upon by historians and future Congresses for guidance. This is quite our responsibility. Mind you, he's not following any of that today. But anyway, he said, began this process in the House where it degenerated quickly into a bitter acrimony. I'd like to say that the Majority Leader, Trent Lott, and the Minority Leader, Tom Daschle, and to my new colleagues who have wrestled with this case, that I deeply appreciate your fairness and patience, the way this has been handled with such dignity in the Senate. Growing up, our country, this government seemed like a mighty oak, strong, rooted, permanent, and grand. It has shaken me that we stand at the brink of removing a president, not because of a popular groundswell to remove him, and not because of a magnitude of wrongs he committed, but because conditions in late 20th century America have made it possible for a small group of people who hate Bill Clinton, hate his policies, to, you know, very cleverly, very doggedly exploit the institution of freedom that we hold dear and almost succeed in undoing him. Most troubling to me are the conditions that allowed this to happen. The small group is not the House managers or particularly office holders. It's a small group of lawyers and zealots who decided that they would invest time and money to exploit a personal weakness that people knew the president had. Oh, so we knew he was a sex offender. We knew he liked to chase women. We knew he liked to sexually assault women. No, actually, we didn't. They hid that very well. Okay? The only people who knew that he was a sexual deviant were the people the people in his home state. That's it. In Arkansas. So when you think about this, you think about what we knew or didn't know. He said, so they found Paula Jones. They didn't find Paula Jones. We knew about Paula Jones. And whatever she was, what and whether, ready for this one? This is perfect. Aren't we supposed to believe the women? And whether she was truly wronged or not, we all knew it was a politically motivated case. Well, it can't be politically motivated, Chucky, if she truly was sexually assaulted now, could it? You people have no soul. The people who financed it had no interest in helping Paula Jones. They never lifted a finger to fight for civil rights or for strong sexual harassment laws. Well, did you, Chucky? What's so profoundly disturbing is not that the small group of Clinton haters hatched this plan, or actually any group. It's that they came so close to succeeding. If you asked me 1 year ago if the people like this, such a obvious political motives, could use our courts, play the media, and tantalize the legislative branch to achieve their ends, I would have said no. But I would have been wrong. I'm going to post this up on the website. There's so much here that's great. I mean, so much hypocrisy in this letter. It's just fantastic. And like I said, it's the letters like this. It's videos like I played, audio like I played, that proves that there's a double standard. And it only, as far as they're concerned, it's only okay if it's in their favor. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hot Twitter stories coming up after the break. If you got to go, your station doesn't carry the show, the full show, you can get us online at TheRealSide.com.